everyone. I'm Erin Tarr from Be the Benchmark, and I run the Fierce and Flourish Empowerment Programs. And today, we're going to talk about periods. That's right. We are going to talk about the natural occurrence that happens in our body that is known as menstruation or periods. And we're going to start removing some of the stigma that surrounds this very, 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 very common occurrence in our world. Almost 50% of the population actually deals with this on a regular basis, and it is nothing to be ashamed of. So we're going to talk about it today so that you can start to prepare for either your first period or anytime your period is about to make its appearance, so to speak. The first thing that you're going to want to do if you are not familiar with this process yet, either you haven't talked to your mom about it yet, or you've talked about it a little, but you still have lots of questions, but you're too embarrassed to ask those questions. I understand. I have heard it all from my clients of across the board, having no idea what's going to happen, to feeling like technically they know exactly what's going to happen, but they're still really unsure and embarrassed about the entire situation. So we're going to demystify some of that today. The first thing that you need to do is gather your people. Who are your people that you are going to go to, that you are going to talk to both before your first period, as well as when you get your first period, as well as then on an ongoing basis when you need more information about what's going on? This could be any number of people. It could be older siblings or cousins. It could be close friends that have already gone through this. It could be aunts or parents or grandparents. It could be anyone. And newsflash, it does not have to be only women. Men should know all about this as well. And if they don't, this is a perfect opportunity for us to start changing the world and helping them become more comfortable with what, again, is a very natural thing that happens in our bodies that no one needs to be ashamed of. Let's talk about it. So gather your people that you know that you can trust and start having conversations now, right? That is the first P of the people you need to gather. The second P when talking about our period is preparation. So gathering your people is part of that, but also you want to educate yourself as much as possible on what is going to happen. Read books, check out things on the internet, ask your friends questions, play something like a period game. This is such a fun game, and I will link it up social feeds because it's so fun and so educational and just really kind of, again, takes the stigma out of something that is very naturally happening within our bodies and within this world. The other thing you want to prepare, though, is for when it actually happens. You want to make sure that you have a bag prepared. Things that you might include in this would be extra pair of undies, extra pair of maybe some black leggings. You might want some special pieces of chocolate. You might also want to have a Ziploc bag just in case there's accidents to put things in. You definitely want to have extra pads or tampons or Diva cup, whatever it is that you happen to use. All of those things are going to be necessary and have prepared, whether they're in your purse or your locker, or you have left them with a trusted teacher or friend that you know you can get to them when you need them. That is one way that we can prepare in addition to just knowing what's going to happen. The third P is that you want to practice. Practice who you're going to tell. Think about when this could happen. It could happen at home, at night. It could happen in the middle of a school day. It could happen while you're at athletic practice. It could happen any number of places. So make sure that you're practicing. What is the protocol when this occurs? Who am I going to talk to? Where are my supplies? What am I going to do next? Do I continue doing the activity that I'm already doing? Do I need to go home? Do I need to talk to someone? Depending on, and you will find this as you go through life, everyone experiences their period a little differently. For some people, it's no big deal and they can just go on with life. For other people, they get horrible cramps and they have to stop doing everything. For other people, they're very emotional and they need to have a little bit of extra self-care during that time. So you need to just be prepared and practice. Practice what it's like to put a pad in your underwear. If you're wanting to use tampons, practice using tampons and figure it out. You know, it takes time and it's normal. If you're going to use a menstrual cup, definitely figure out how you're going to do that prior to needing to use it. These are all things that you're going to practice. Who you're going to talk to, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Practice, practice, practice. Every situation that you encounter in life, whether it has to do with your period or not, will become less scary, and you will feel more confident going into it if you have prepared and practiced. So do those two things with your people. The fourth P that you want to make sure that you have taken care of prior to starting your period is pain management. Some people don't get cramps. Some people don't get bloated and feel disgusting. Other people do. If you are the type of person that does get cramps or bloating or just feel really gross during that time, you're going to want to be prepared with your pain management. So there are two huge things. One is your pain relievers. So I have found personally things like Midol and Pamprin seem to work much better for me than regular Tylenol or regular Advil. That's just me. You could be different. But if those don't seem to help as much, maybe try the specialized medicines that say specifically for PMS and menstrual cramps. Something to try. Another thing that's really great that I don't remember them having when I was younger, Thermacare has these awesome heating pads that stick onto your belly underneath your clothes. So of course you should have a hot pad at night or things like that to ease the cramping. But during the day, if you want to keep going, they have those wonderful heating pads that you can put. They're also for like other aches and pains, like athletic aches and pains, you can put on your back or other places, but they're perfect for when you have your period and if you have cramps, and wearing them and being able to continue throughout your day with a little less pain and discomfort. Definitely take care of your pain management needs ahead of time so that you're prepared in advance. The fifth P that you want to make sure that you take care of in regards to your period is to party. Yes, that's right. It is actually a wonderful thing that you are growing up, that your body is changing, that you are becoming more confident, that you are becoming the person that you were meant to be. And this is just a biological function of that. And you could get depressed and you could get upset and you could be very stressed out about it, or you can just choose to party. And my Fierce and Flourish girls, we are always talking about how to choose your thoughts. If you have a choice between being down and depressed or having a party, I choose have a party. Make sure that you are just celebrating life, not necessarily your period per se, but you are choosing to approach life in a way that is celebratory, that is ready for whatever's next, that is helping you move into the future with confidence and with power, because you know that you have everything you need within you to change the world. Those are the five P's of getting ready for your period. They are find your people, get prepared. Number three, practice so that you know how to handle every situation. Number four, pain management. And last but not least, number five, learn to party in every situation. This is Erin Tarr. I am helping you to remove the stigma. I am helping you to just open up those conversations with your mom, with your sister, with your cousin, with your dad, with your uncle. Maybe not your uncle, that could be a little awkward. With whoever you are closest to that you need to talk to about this, whether you haven't had your period yet, or you maybe have a few times, but you still have lots of questions, or you're just trying to figure all of this out, have those conversations. If you have questions that you don't feel like you have anyone you can ask, feel free to reach out to me. I would be happy to help you as much as I can with the facts and pointing you in the right direction towards answers that will help. Have a wonderful day. Keep choosing your thoughts. Keep creating and celebrating a life that you love so you can go out and change the world.